This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Two more questions I want to get in. Both campaigns filed reports this week on where they stand, and the contrast was shocking. As of June 1st, Trump had $1.3 million cash on hand and 69 on the payroll. Clinton had $42.5 million and 685 staffers. Mr. Speaker, you can't run a national campaign with that kind of staff and money that Trump has.
And they know that, and they're staffing up. I mean, Paul Manafort is right now adding more and more people. But the thing that's funny about all this, we could have had that exact chart on January 1st about Jeb Bush and Donald Trump. Jeb had a bigger operation. He had a heck of a lot more money. He was going to buy a whole lot more TV ads, and he disappeared. You just watched Turnberry, Scotland, and once again, Trump got, 40 minutes of free television time? You have to add in earned media value plus the campaign, and he just paid off $50 million in campaign debt by writing a check. I mean, Hillary could probably afford to do that, but I don't have any hunch that Hillary's going to give up any of her personal money when Wall Street's willing to fund her.
Oh, boy.
Is with Newt Gingrich, Scott, Newt knows his stuff. I mean, whether or not he gets the nod from Donald Trump to be vice president, you just want him in the mix. I have always maintained I thought a good paid per view debate would be between him and Barack Obama. Barack Obama would never put himself in that position, because then you've got a debate really with what's going on in this country, and that's hey, are we going to be a progressive nation, or are we going to rely more on conservative values and return to our roots? You know, we've been off track for quite a while here, and any good CEO of any company that finds themselves losing the way, and of course they have to do it a lot quicker than they do here in the government. I mean, we can put up with this for 8 years. For some reason, Lord have mercy, we continue to put up with it. But in the real world, you get maybe a quarter or two a year at the most. And if you haven't turned the business around, you're out there selling your wares to somebody else to see if you can find another CEO job. And maybe your credentials and your Ivy League background and school and degrees can get you another job. And maybe there's some plausible deniability for why you didn't do so well, but your track record speaks very loudly. But in government, not the case. You can get around this stuff and somehow convince people that you're the best thing since chocolate cake when nobody's eaten chocolate cake.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's a skill.
Or I should say, if they're eating chocolate cake, they're getting sick, and they're saying they don't want any more chocolate cake,
they're still wanting the chocolate cake because they don't want to blame the chocolate cake because
it tastes
the person
good.
That cooked the chocolate cake said that it's not the cake,
Yeah, exactly.
Really. And then we've all eaten.
Well. Again, this is the deal, kind of like in our conversation with Bob Waliszewski in terms of the pursuit of truth. We have got to re-anchor ourselves in truth. And don't tell me this stuff about truth is relative and that sort of thing, because with a relative perspective of truth, you get relative results. I mean, have we had enough of this bad experience and this bad form of government that we're willing to, make the change in spite of polling evidence? And this is the thing, whether it's polling evidence or other things that these mouthpieces would want us and these talking heads would want us to believe, what is your reality telling you? And this is what the people in Europe, this is what the people in England had to decide finally, and look what happened. I mean, the talking heads and the pollsters, oh, it's so close, it's going to be neck and neck. There's a four-point swing. It's humongous. And, you know, even Coach Collins on Friday said, hey, Bill, you know, watch the Dow. It's going to totally recover. Well, he's pretty darn close. It came close to recovering, only about 3 points down after all is said and done there. But that just speaks of a whole other issue that we'll talk about at another time. It's just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing. We better stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez back with you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you want to go to Bill Martinez Live. .com. It is all right there. And if you want to drop me an email, send me an email. We've got the new movie, Risen, that is now available to us, and we're giving it away, the Blu-ray DVD disc. And all you got to do is send me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Tell me, hey, Martinez, get me in the run. I want to be in the hopper. I want to win the movie Risen by all means, and include your address, if you would, please. That'll be a big help for us. Well, Frank Congemi is back with us. He began his career on Wall Street. He's a self-proclaimed whistleblower. Congemi helped the New York State Attorney General's Office and the Securities Exchange Commission in an investigation that resulted in the convictions of multiple individuals, including Jack Ma, a billionaire, Michael Milken. Frank, it's always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Very well. Thanks for having me back, sir.
Hey, good to have you here. To let's talk about we've kind of kiddingly referred to her, and I mean this with some measure of success, Elizabeth Warren as Pocahontas. I think even Donald Trump picked up on that as well. And it's only because of, and she can't seem to reconcile that. But that kind of just sticks, and those little things, you know, work against you when it comes down to credibility. It's kind of like Hillary Clinton insisting that nobody died at Benghazi. It's like, well, you know. What reality are you getting there? How do you come up with that? And she has said that twice, and it hurts credibility as far as I'm concerned, because I'm looking for voices that have credibility and that there's some veritas behind what they say.
Well, I think when it comes to the Pocahontas thing, yeah, it's kind of humorous, but at the same time, you know, a lot of these politicians go out of their way to try and emulate and assimilate with other groups to show, you know, some sort of connection. Mm-hmm. My piece was, you know, Pocahontas, I think hypocrite or idiot. I forget exactly what it was that I had on there. But, you know, my experience with Elizabeth Warren is through the years and her trying to make herself out to be a protector of investors. And that's, you know, simply not the case. So that's where I get the hypocrite stuff from.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, and you bring up a good point, and that's with all this stuff. I mean, with politicians, it seems that, you know, they're saying one thing, but their hands reaching behind and grabbing money from the other side, and of course, if you are a progressive, you're covered by the mainstream media by and large, and anybody that brings out the discrepancy is suddenly marked as some sort of conspirator. And, you know, and not a pursuer of truth. And all we want to do is say, look at, I mean, for you, you've gone through the process as I've gone through. And that is, you know, like I tell my kids, experience defines preference. And experience for me, almost like Susana Martinez, one day you wake up and you go, wow, I thought I was a Democrat. Really, I'm a Republican. Or I'm a conservative at best, and a lot of conservatives find themselves being independent like George Will because, you know, they're having a hard time understanding the Republican Party as it sits today.
Well, I think, you know, for Democrats today, and, you know, just like to say in the spirit of disclosure, a lot of the progressives today, you know, in conjunction with millennials, about 10% of all the millennials live in Arlington, Virginia. And the reason why that is they basically, you know, Occupy Wall Street, 99 Warriors, Black Lives Matter, all these groups have infiltrated every congressional and senatorial office.
Mm-hmm.
And so after Zuccotti Park, a lot of them are now affecting their talking points through the elected process. And so when you're looking at, you know, what you're seeing on news, and that's my problem with the news, even with the shooting story coming out of Orlando, that's not even being reported accurately. You have a lot of these groups are being funded by George Soros and a lot of billionaires directly through the DNC, and Elizabeth Warren is just one person along with Hillary Clinton that know that Mr. Soros, look at England, is betting mm-hmm. against the country financially and then using social media and also social planning, if you will, to create chaos not only in the financial markets but in the elective system.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have a person like Elizabeth Warren who's doing one thing and saying something else, I don't know. We're, you know, in tenuous times, and there are people actually acting against the Republic who should be actually working for the people and for the democracy of this country.
Well, we understand that our memory fades pretty quick, but I would suggest that people take note of the people who have been deceiving us, that have not been truthful, and mark it down and remember. Because it is amazing, you know, the whole political lifestyle and the life cycle, they live another day. You know, for some reason, I mean, they can lie to you one moment. I mean, it's like Susan Rice. I mean, to me, I don't want to hear Susan Rice anymore. I really don't. And they've kind of put her in the back and they're hoping, and you know, that somehow she'll take root again and maybe have some credibility. I mean, but here's a gal on the surface I would think is a pretty smart gal to be in the position she's in. She's not an idiot, but she drew the short straw and was given a narrative, an unfair narrative, to go out and profess. And meanwhile, the administration, including her boss and someone that she cares an awful lot about, Barack Obama, took three steps backward and kind of left her out there, you know, buck naked. You know, with this story that Benghazi was all about a video.
Well, I think that, you know, nobody wants to have accountability or responsibility for things that they do or say anymore. So that's why people get on my case and they basically say, you know, how could you do this? How could you say that? Well, I don't think that people really speak their minds for that matter or even speak the truth anymore. And so when you say, you know, she's not telling you the truth. Yeah, she doesn't want to tell you the truth because sometimes the truth is not going to endear you to people. It's going to actually repel you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what's happening today. I think now people more and more watch news and read media to align their own beliefs with news that fits for them. Not necessarily to watch the news or see investigative reporting that's possibly going to change their mind or influence their thought. Mm-hmm. They're just looking for affirmation of what they believe. They're not looking for the truth.
Exactly. And that's the challenge. And we need more truth seekers out there, Frank. And of course, we're doing this in the midst of a politically correct environment that still exists to this day. I mean, to the point, as you mentioned earlier, we're still not dealing with the, you know, the whole story out of Orlando.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. So let me just tell you that while I was at a company convention in Orlando, the shooting went down.
Mm-hmm.
And that Sunday, I had progressives from Occupy and some other folks came to my hotel to talk with me because The mayor of Orlando keeps going, even today, keeps talking about, well, we're going to try and get this $7 million to the victim. A lot of the people that were killed in Orlando were young Hispanic and Latino men from Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, Haiti. And never mind funerals, they didn't have any money to fly their bodies home.
Wow. Hey, so Frank, let me pause you there only because we've got to go to break. We got to take care of some commercials here, and we'll be right back with Frank and Jimmy, and we'll finish up the story right here on Bill Martinez Live. It's 15
we'll
after the top of the hour.
This report is brought to you by Hackensack Meridian Health. New Jersey just got healthier. Hackensack University Health Network and Meridian Health have joined together to change how care is delivered. Robert C. Garrett, co-CEO.
We intend to make our coming together more meaningful and groundbreaking as we anticipate Hackensack Meridian Health will transform healthcare delivery and serve as a national example. Our leadership is committed to implementing innovative models of care, advancing education and research, and thoroughly reimagining healthcare delivery to thrive in this new world.
John K. Lloyd, co-CEO.
Our commitment includes our network of physician practices, home care, rehab facilities, fitness and wellness centers, post-acute care facilities, and much more. This is truly the most comprehensive integrated network in New Jersey and one of the top in the country.
For more information, visit HackensackMeridianHealth.org.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live.
Love me, loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your
perfect imperfections.
Bill Martinez, live.
I always love that part. I think that's just brilliant. You know, your perfect imperfections, huh? It is an allowance for our humanity, Frank. You know that? Frank Ngemi is with us, who began his career on Wall Street, self-proclaimed whistleblower. He is currently an independent financial advisor at Securities America, one of the largest independent broker-dealers in the world. Frank, you started to tell us a story about being in Orlando the day of the shooting and progressives coming to your hotel and talking to you about what was going on. Tell us about that.
Well, the premise was that the mayor of Orlando was on TV talking about the several million dollars that was raised and how he was going to try and get this money to the family. And basically, this money was deposited in a 501c3, and I was told that the 501c3 that they had could not write checks to individuals. So they didn't go to Elizabeth Warren, and they didn't go to Hillary Clinton. They called me because I was in Orlando. They came to my hotel. And they said, what can you do to fly these young Latino and Hispanic men back to their countries? So originally we thought we would do an article with Crane's Communications at Investment News, where I know the editor, Bruce Kelly, is a great guy. Mm-hmm. And they said, of course, we'll do the story. But then I had a thought, since I'm up there with JetBlue as a frequent flyer, I just called JetBlue, and a young guy named Steve at the Mosaic Group said to me, Frank, we've been waiting for this call. We will fly. And this is not public information because the media hasn't even done this story. We will fly any of these Hispanic young men back to their countries for free. Any country we fly to will fly them for free. However, wow, places like Puerto Rico that don't have duties and taxes, you know, it's not a problem. But places like the Dominican Republic and Haiti that do, the families will pay those fees and will actually refund that money to the families, which I thought was very, very nice.
Oh, wow. Great.
So the idea is this. Here's a story that's happening, not being played out on the media. As far as I'm concerned, right now, this is the first time anybody's ever told that story to the media. Mm-hmm. We did a press release to the, I guess it is the Orlando Sentinel, and they chose not to run the story.
Wow. What an incredible story here. And, you know, and you can't say a gesture. This is more than a gesture by JetBlue. And just one of those opportune phone calls and connections that drew you to JetBlue. And here they are. They're saying, hey, we're standing by. We want to help.
Well, you know, the reason why you do business with businesses is because of the people that you interact with. And I think a lot of businesses don't get that. And so JetBlue has a large, I don't know, I don't want to be politically incorrect, but just to say, they have a large amount of their employees are living alternative lifestyles, or not even alternative, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
They're living their lives. And so for them, it's twofold. I know they contributed $100,000 in donations, you know, to that Orlando fund. And to do this was very large of them. I just think that more corporations, hey, if we had more corporations doing this, we wouldn't need Obamacare.
Without a doubt. Well, and the thing, that's a whole other discussion, Frank, because I'll tell you what, there's a lot of corporations that are standing by, but they're, you know, they're hamshanked right now. I mean, they're, you know, they're handcuffed by regulations and everything else. But, you know, we I have a doctor friend up in the Northeast, and she and her husband, through a modification, through cooperation locally, and a limited liability situation, they're able to address local issues for like $15 copay. They're providing medical service, and thousands of people every month. You got doctors offering pro bono work because just because of the limitation of the of malpractice insurance in this particular area allows them to do wonderful things for the local community.
Well, you know, you kind of segue back to when you tell me a story about healthcare, you kind of segue back to Elizabeth Warren.
Mm-hmm.
She always attacks financial advisors. However, you know, this past weekend, I drove through the storms in West Virginia to go to Louisville, Kentucky, to see a reverend who his wife just passed, and I needed to get him all set up because she took care of his financial affairs. Right. Then I drove to Cary, North Carolina, to see a woman who had been attacked in her her nursing home. And so if you're going to attack financial advisors who really control the wealth and do a lot of things for their clients that don't have anything to do with selling products or manage money, it's very insincere, because I don't see this happening in any other profession where we're responsible for everything, but we get credit for nothing. And we're constantly accused of wrongdoing when the people that are doing wrongdoing in this profession is maybe 3 or 4% of several hundred thousand people that are licensed. So
exactly,
it's disingenuous to say the least. And, you know, it would require being counterintuitive to go out against Elizabeth Warren, who's a senator, who basically could squish me like a bug if she wanted to. But the idea is that it's never mind, it's not fair. I would say it's un-American.
Well, it is. I mean, this is what our founding fathers warned us about, that you would get people in power that would centralize the power to themselves. And, you know, this is the temptation of and the realization that we're seeing that progressives, you know, continue to do. Elizabeth Warren is using a playbook that has worked very effectively. Thank you very much. And here it is. I mean, it is so exposed right now, Frank, that, you know, I think this is why you got an anti-establishment vote that is brewing, that was demonstrated in Europe. And I believe, even though there's a lot of pundits, and again, it declares to me, it declares their worldview and their hope and aspiration. And they just want to convince people that, you know, Brexit is an anomaly. The people there have made a huge mistake. You know, some of this polling evidence, I say, look at, be real careful about this polling evidence. It's kind of like this recent polling evidence about, you know, that came out from ABC. And it's like, wait a minute, if you prejudice the poll, then I think it ought to be invalidated. You can't go around and publish a poll that says, you know, Donald Trump is down, for example, by 13 points when you have, you've actually polled more Democrats than Republicans. How is that fair? No more than it's any fair for the AP, which I believe the AP, and they've gotten away with this, pulled the carpet underneath Bernie Sanders by declaring 2 days before the last Tuesday primary that included California, by announcing that Hillary Clinton had the numbers. So what happened? I mean, you had a close race in California, maybe 2 point separation, now becomes double digit separation. And I believe by and large because of this AP announcement and some of these polls that go out there that I think are being juiced.
Well, being a product of the 60s, I have never seen a period in my time, and I've been politically active my whole life, mm-hmm. I've never seen a time when there's been more manipulation by the mainstream news organizations to tilt the delivery of the news in favor of the people that they support. And I think that's why shows like yours become so important, because you're offering an alternative view, an alternative news. And that's what people have to look for today. Mm-hmm. Just don't, you know, Google something, because even that's manipulated.
Exactly.
So you're seeing
as we're finding out, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, but, you know, you had to know that. I mean, the stuff that's on the web doesn't appear there. Somebody puts it there and somebody places it there. You know, so it's almost like, I don't know what you want to call it, vote for play, which is like, you know, pay for play.
Yes.
There's specific methodology of, you know, whether Facebook or Google or any of these organizations want to admit it. You know, they're doing it, trying to manipulate people. And I guess the vote in Britain was that, hey, you know what? We don't know what the hell is going on, but we don't want to be manipulated anymore. This is what we want. You need to pay attention to what we want.
Well, Frank, we're out of time. Thank you so much. And thank you for sharing that story that's never been heard before about JetBlue. Kudos to JetBlue. Frank and Jenny on Bill Martinez Live.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Perhaps we can arrange a meeting.
Your opinion really does matter.
On New Age have begun.
Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
Yep.
Hey, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Got some good stuff there for you, including that song we played earlier from Brian Lewis, his official video. I think my dog's a Democrat. It's a hoot, a little bit of a hoot. It might be a bit offensive because that happens. Also, I've been wanting to welcome to our affiliate list, our family of affiliations, WZXI, 1280 AM out of Lexington, Kentucky. I think they're just south of Lexington, Kentucky, and it's kind of my old home grounds there. Scott, I used to be based, we had offices, satellite office, right across from the University of Kentucky. So I have some hometown affinity coming back there. So we welcome WZXI at 1280 AM. Thank you so much for joining the good fight with us as our list of affiliates continues to grow. And, of course, we're around the world on satellite through our affiliate out of Nashville, Tennessee, WWCR. And, of course, we also welcome Red State Talk Radio that picked us up a couple weeks ago, and they're airing us live every day as well on their Encore channel. So good fun. So, you know, again, thank you for being part of us. But don't forget to go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information is there. Also, your chance, if you're looking for Bible software, I found out about Logos. Some say Logos, but you can get Logos 6 Bible software. It's to me, in my experience, this has been the best software program I ever worked with, and you can save 15% by just going and clicking there, and and you can save 15% on that powerful program. It is a great guide and a great way to study the Bible and have your daily devotions worked into it. With us right now is the author of The Stream, Refreshing Hearts and Minds, Renewing Freedoms, Blessings. James Robison is with us. James is, of course, has preached in over 600 evangelistic crusades attended by more than 20 million people and personally inspired religious, political, and social leaders across five decades. And he, I agree with him, you know, that our country is in such a tumult. We've had this ground, this culture that is so ripe for contention. Now, I think contention is positive if we use it in a positive sort of way. But now we've got all kinds of conflicts. And James, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. And I started to talk about, you know, this conflict that goes on. And, you know, we're hearing a lot about what happened in Sacramento over the weekend, where you had white nationalists and skinheads clad in black. And you had protesters coming against them. And, of course, that's ripe for all kinds of craziness. And we got, seven people stabbed and people injured. And you've got a side that wants to express, one of our amendments, the right to free speech.
Well, there again, you can't yell fire in a crowded theater when it's not so. Mm-hmm. So there's certain limitations on the potential damage, and I do think we have very strong guidelines for, let's say, urging violence and mm-hmm. trying to stir a riot and stir harm. I mean, we still won't tolerate Ku Klux Klan or skinhead activity. That doesn't fall under the rights of expression when it's inciting riots. Mm-hmm. And I think, frankly, this is going to get worse because we have disregarded law. We've committed to lawlessness. Much of the country has. And that all begins when a people decide to throw aside freedom's foundation and those principles that our founders understood. And per Romans 1, when you decide to worship something created rather than the Creator, and you throw aside God's law and His truth and His word and substitute it for something else, and you exchange truth for a lie, you're given over to all kinds of, let's say, out-of-control appetites and addictive practices that are, in many ways, obviously against nature's God and mm-hmm. nature's law.
Exactly.
And the end of chapter 1 in Romans says you actually reach a point of depraved thinking, and the ones who have depraved thinking are actually heartily approved by those who observe it.
Mm-hmm.
And the stage is set for that. I think the time has come that Christians need to come out of the closet and get out from undercover and become a shining city set on a hill, which implies we have to stand together.
Exactly.
And we have to stand on a solid rock of freedom and that foundation. So I think this is going to be a very dangerous, potentially violent campaign all the way to the election and who knows afterwards. And boy, if there's ever been a time when we need to seek the truth and the wisdom that comes, as our founders said, from divine providence, it's now.
Exactly. Well, James, 7 out of 10 Americans agree that we're on the wrong track. I say, okay, good observation. All right, what does the right track look like? And that needs to be determined. We can't just sit there and keep whining about it. Because of what Jesus did for us, and also the Holy Spirit activated in the hearts of those believers, I agree with you, and this may be the clarion call, your book, The Stream, to rally those of the faithful and those that believe in the power of the Holy Spirit and the power of God to change things. I mean, we are here to be that changing agent. And for so long, we have heard the voice of the culture that said, look, your viewpoint is not welcomed here. And now, according to a Gallup poll that was produced here about 8 months ago, the secular market is now saying, hey, where's the church? And we're saying, hey, you told us to shut up and get out of the business, that you all had it all under control. Now you're saying, where are we? But I think that I agree with you, James, is that our obedience is to God and not to the culture.
Well, the Johnson Amendment back in the 50s told the church to butt out of anything that is pulled into the arena of public opinion or legislatively in the political process, that even to speak to it as Christians and as church leaders would be unacceptable, and you would lose all of your tax exemptions, which I say let the tax exemptions go before we remain silent concerning the things that matter to God and matter to the people God loves. And so we really do have to speak out, and we're not going to let Uncle Sam masquerade as Father God or God Almighty ordering people around to even get them to disobey God. We're going to have to take a stand. And although we stand for truth and we declare it and prayerfully we demonstrate it in our lives, we're going to have to speak that in love and with compassion. But the time is now. And if the church doesn't stand, we're done. I mean, we're absolutely going to see the collapse. And here's the tragedy of making that statement, because I'm not a doomsday guy. We know we have no effect on the kingdom that's to come. That's the unshakable kingdom. But we have been left here to have a profound and positive, undeniable effect on this kingdom. If people want to look for the escape hatch and get out of Dodge, they don't understand the Bible, and they don't understand the Great Commission. We have been commissioned to be salt and have that effect. Salt protects and preserves the precious, and life is precious. All life is precious. Innocent life in the womb is totally helpless and dependent upon the care of others. That's just one example. And when a party puts that plank in their platform, they have literally, according to what Isaiah says in the 59th chapter, you have removed yourself from the capacity to hear the wisdom of God.
Exactly.
If you condone the shedding of innocent blood, you'll be given over to deception and lies. You'll hope for peace, but all you'll have is pain. Now, we're seeing that. So it's time to stand up and say, let's stop all of this rebellion against Almighty God. Stop redefining the first institution. Love the people that are confused or the people that are addicted or anyone, including those of us who are talking, who may have compulsive behavior that we battle with. Let's reach out in love and offer everybody a way out. Let's don't redefine something. I admit I missed the mark, because I know there's an immovable mark I've missed. There's a reliable standard. But when you miss that standard and you remove the standard so as to remove the correct way to walk and the correct way to do it, you're on your way to suicidal destruction. Lincoln said, if destruction be our lot, we ourselves will be its author and finisher. And I'm telling you, Bill, right now, the church can arise and shine with the glory.
We got about 10 seconds. Okay. Go ahead. Well, James, James Robinson, his book, The Stream, on Bill Martinez Live. It'll be linked at our website. Thank you so much, James.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com. The worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag.
The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? Well, at Del Martinez Live, our healthy body weight loss system simply nitrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It's been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Again, 855-305-8326.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older. All the time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Joining us online or any one of our 280-plus affiliates around this country of ours and around the world via shortwave with our affiliate out of Nashville, Tennessee. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Hey, imagine this, okay? Summer 2018. Let's fast forward a little bit. 2 years into President Donald J. Trump's first term in office, America has never been greater. The even greater wall along the Mexican border is under construction, paid for by Mexico, yes. Americans have more money in their pockets thanks to lower taxes. And the president's creative money-raising strategies, I mean, this is what he does. Who else would have thought to pay for FEMA's budget by suing the Catholic Church over property damage caused by the acts of God? And while Trump's detractors may call him a tyrant, the American people love bullies. When the victim is Congress, every time they impeach him, his approval rating skyrockets to an all-new high. This is an excerpt and kind of a lead-in to our next guest. Andrew Schaefer. Andrew is New York Times best-selling author of How to Survive a Sharknado and Other Unnatural Disasters, a forthcoming Ghostbusters film tie-in, Ghosts from Our Past, both literally and figuratively, the E.L. James parody, 50 Shames of Earl Grey, that was authored under his pen name of Fanny Merkin. Andrew, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much. I have been looking for a modern-day Will Rogers. I say, if we ever needed a modern-day Will Rogers, it is now, to kind of, you know, make us, you know, take pause and not take ourselves necessarily so seriously. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, that there's a lot going on in the world, obviously, mm-hmm. and you really have to take a step back and, you know, laugh at it every once in a while. You can just get too serious about things, and that's kind of where I come in with, you know, writing these humor books.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we got to lighten up. Otherwise, you're in Sacramento, and you're knifing people and doing, you know, silly stuff, and,
Look, at we all have an opinion. This is the beauty of our U.S. Constitution, is we get to have a First Amendment right. But, you know, when tensions are this tight, it makes it a target-rich area for humorists such as yourself, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the higher the tension is, you know, the more I think you need comedy to cut that. And, you know, that goes whether it's in fiction or in real life, I think. Mm.
And it is rather healing and calming to ever, you know, to bring comedy into this, because it catches us for a moment to realize that maybe we're taking ourselves too seriously, aren't we?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So I don't think, you know, I've never taken myself too seriously. And I think, it's definitely something I recommend other people don't take themselves too seriously. But you look at some of the people who do take themselves quite seriously, and a lot of them tend to be in Congress or in politics. And
right. So
it's always an area that's, you know, readily available for commentary and satire.
Well, and you have a guy like Donald J. Trump, who you parody. He's a character. I mean, let's face it, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I mean, he's always been a character, you know, going back to the 70s and 80s. And then he became a television character, you know, in the 2000s. And so right now he's, you know, one of our greatest political characters. And I thought, you know, this would be a great guy, you know, to be in a thriller. So that's where my book comes in, is really trying to, you know, take that guy that's in real life and say, you know, we've got one of the great characters here. Let's see what we can do with them.
Why is America so obsessed with Donald?
Is it his perfect hair? I don't know. You know, it's a good question. He's just entertaining. Mm-hmm. And he's actually quite, you know, endearing, I would say, has some endearing qualities to him. But it's almost inexplicable, though, isn't it?
Well, Andrew, you know, you've met people in your life along the way that are quite polarizing. You know, you love them or you hate them. You're not lukewarm. And Donald Trump, you can't be lukewarm about him. You know, he's really, like you say, there's some endearing quality. There's no way somebody's going to operate at the level that he's been able to operate. I mean, supposedly worth $10 billion. You don't do that because you're a knucklehead. He's lived a charmed life. I mean, he's a charming man. I mean, after all, look who he's married to.
Oh, yeah. This is a guy that he's obviously, you know, very intelligent. Like I said, very, very charming. And no matter what he says, we forgive him. I mean, you know, you have politicians in the past that have said very minor things, and it's, you know, and there goes their whole career. But here's a guy who can pretty much say anything, and that was kind of one of the basis for my book, which was how far can he really go, you know, without losing people. And the answer in the book is there is no limit.
Yeah, exactly. You say every time he's impeached, his ratings go up. You know, so it's almost like Governor Walker, what he's gone through. But yeah, it's a bit ironic that. But that's just part of, like you say, part of the charm of one Donald J. Trump and this obsession with him. I think, you know, some people watch him. It's almost like in part, I've heard some people characterize it as, you know, like why they like NASCAR. They just go there for the crash. They're watching him just, you know, waiting for the next accident.
Yeah. And you never know when it's going to happen. I mean, that's, you know, who wants to sit through an hour long, you know, political speech at a rally? Really? I mean, honestly, I mean, but, you know, with Donald Trump, you're going to do it because you don't know what he's going to say next. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not rehearsed. That's why when he starts using the teleprompter, people kind of tune out. They're like, oh, this is scripted.
Yes.
You know, they want to see the real stuff. They want to see reality television.
Well, and at this point, you would think that he'd have, you know, his time. But I think maybe his handlers are saying, we can't afford to have you, you know, go off the reservation anymore, so to speak.
Right.
Your book, A Completely Untrue, Utterly Unauthorized, but Not Thoroughly Impossible Thriller. There's no question it's some liberties, but at this point, you could write the story however way you want to.
Yeah. That's the crazy thing is, you know, when I started writing this, you know, it really didn't look like he was going to be the nominee. It looked like Ted Cruz was going to pull something out, mm-hmm. and you know, someone else might step forward. Who knows? Paul Ryan might get in the game, but now, you know, here we are, and he's the presumptive nominee, and it looks like it's going to happen. And you know, I wonder how much other stuff in this book is going to come true. I don't know.
Exactly. Yeah, you may have to write, you know, some additional chapters, or maybe even introduce, you know, some after the Democratic National Convention. It's been ironic that, you know, here it is, you know, going into this, that, well, Hillary's going to, you know, she's fait accompli. It's just all about the crowning, you know, and look what happened with Bernie Sanders. And now, I mean, a lot more votes for Bernie Sanders that could have possibly thrown it into a contested convention. But all along they were saying, well, the Republicans could have a contested convention. And the mainstream media can't help themselves. They've got to, you know, you got to have this antagonistic, you know, situation and scenario set up. So they're not about to let go of that. So they're still with a small group of people, you know, claiming some sort of contestation going on in Cleveland here in a couple of weeks. But, you know, could you imagine if irony of ironies, and you had both turned upside down. You have, you know, Hillary getting indicted, Elizabeth Warren stepping forward, or Joe Biden. I mean, you know, the potential scenarios here of the political landscape are quite incredible. So, you know, any more, you know, any possibility of that happening is probably just as likely as, you say, the reality of what your book lays out, huh?
Oh yeah, I mean one of the subplots in my book has to do with Trump going head to head with the United Kingdom, and he's taunting the United Kingdom about Scotland trying to leave them again. Mm. And you know, I mean, no matter what I make up, it's really tough to parody stuff these days because so much of that, you know, is all up in the air and you don't know what's going to happen.
And the Scots took your line away from you, man. They're already jumping ship.
I know. We might have to do a Brexit book next or something. I don't know.
Well, there's no doubt it's target rich. You know, my friends, you know, that know me and people that understand, you know, the show, they say, well, I'm sure you have plenty to talk about. I go every day. There's no doubt. There's plenty of stuff, you know, but, you know, this is a breath of fresh air. I highly recommend your book, you know, especially for those of us that have a tendency to get real geeky in the political stuff. And we just, we kind of overwhelm ourselves and, you know, we can get too negative. So, you know, this is kind of a lifeline, you know, for all of us, the day of the Donald Trump, Trump's America, you know, from Andrew Schaefer, you know, good fun read. Andrew, tell everybody, if you would, where your book is available and how they can be in touch with you.
Oh, yeah, the book's available everywhere books are sold, and it's at dayofthedonald.com.
And we're going to have it linked on our website as well at BillMartinezLive.com. You're going to have a lot of fun with this. This is great. And there's also a test that you can take in terms of determining for yourself, you know, what was actually said by Donald or what was made up, right? You've got the Donald Trump test.
Yeah, there's a quiz on the website, and my wife took it and only got 6 of 10 right. And oh, my gosh, this is so, not easy. I could probably take it right now.
Yeah, well, you know, it's, you know, because some of the stuff is outlandish, and you think, well, it's a possibility, you know. It's it's one of those trick tests. It's not exactly a DMV test, but you might question that. Andrew, thank you so much for being with us. Have yourself a great day.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be, clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.